Hello?
Hello, my name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Okay. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The elections for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably
yes.
Vote.
I always vote, yes.
Okay. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances?
I always vote, yes.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1946.
Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Island? Thank you.
I'm white.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote in Fresno County Supervisor. Public infrastructure, like roads and bridges, housing affordability, inflation and cost of living, parental rights in education, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, water policy, or homelessness?
Homelessness and safety.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. First one is Steve Brando.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I'm sorry?
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Donald Trump.
Say it again.
Donald Trump.
Not favorable at all.
Okay. Paul Dictos.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Favorable.
Okay. Gary Bradfield.
Not sure.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Not favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Favorable. Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about March primary elections, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Diane Bordes, Gary Bradfield, businessman, council member, Paul Dictos, CPA, assessor recorded, Stephen Brando, county supervisor, businessman, or Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Steve Bandel.
Thank you. How certain are you that you're going to vote for Steve Brando, county supervisor, businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate the job done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some of the descriptions. A candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if that will make you more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for them?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Less likely.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional as the Fresno VA.
Say that again.
Yes. Candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Somewhat more.
A candidate who led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library.
Somewhat more.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. And a candidate who is 80 years old.
Much less.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you're going to vote for that candidate. Gary Bredsell currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bradford will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Is there a good chance, a fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you're going to vote for him?
Good chance.
Okay. Paul Dicto currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As the CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public.
Good chance.
Okay. And Steve Rando currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando
good chance.
Is a MAGA
good
Republican.
Chance. Good chance.
Thank you. After hearing this information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Diane Bardos, Gary Bradfell, Paul Dictos, Steve Brando, or Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Not sure.
Okay, thank you. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, so which candidate would you lean to?
Not sure.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Not so strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about political terms, would you say that you're very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduated from college.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
Thank you. That concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.